Then, in the same way as for books, all these elements need to be entered in the right order using the correct formatting and punctuation. So the author is first. For a footnote, you will enter the first name followed by the last name. Then you have the title of the article, which is enclosed in single speech marks. After the article title is the year in which the article was written in bracket, followed by the volume and issue number in the format shown on the slide. Then there is the name of a journal in which the article was written, and you can either use the full journal name or use the journal abbreviation. On the slide is the full journal name, which is New Law Journal, but using NLJ, all in capitals and with no dots in between the letters, will have been fine too. Finally, you will include the page number on which the article starts, which is 16. Then, if you have quoted from a specific page of the article, you can enter the name, the number of a page from which you are quoting after a comma. On the slide, the pinpoint is 17. As you can see, there is loads to pay attention to in terms of order, formatting and punctuation of a reference, and this is why you shouldn't try to memorize it. Consistency and attention to details are important in referencing, and the best way to ensure that you don't make mistakes is to always look at referencing templates for the type of materials you want to reference. To reference the same journal article in your bibliography, you will simply change the author's name, which will become Dobson N, and remove the pinpoint at the end of the reference. On the slide, I have also abbreviated the name of a journal to NLJ here, which would have been correct in the footnote too.